The fact that we don't know 72 hours later, I think, is pretty crazy. Chuck in Kentucky, what you got for us?
Killing us out to see where they can hit us the worst. And they ain't worried about taking out infrastructure. They're trying to figure out a way they can kill another 100 million Americans with another virus or something. Because we got our commander in chief boldly laughing about it like it's not that serious.
Yeah, I get you. I'm fired up about it. If you listen to me on Friday, I said, can you imagine if this were the 1980s and Russia had just sent a spy balloon across the entire United States? Would Ronald Reagan have claimed that as a victory that we shot it down once it got over the Atlantic in South Carolina? Of course not. Would George Bush Sr. have claimed that as a victory? No, it would have been a tremendous embarrassment that Russia was able, the Soviet Union at the time, to put its spy craft into our airspace and that there was no restriction from their ability to go across the entire continental United States. It would have been a tremendous embarrassment, a Sputnik-like moment in the Cold War with Russia. Grant in Bismarck, North Dakota, closing out shop today on the Monday edition of the program.
I just have no trust in anything going on, and I like listening to you guys because it seems like what we hear and what we forecast eventually comes true with you two, even though Mr. Buck isn't there. And I just have a hard time believing anything coming out of anywhere. And it's hard to raise a family in this environment.
I don't doubt it at all. Thank you for the call. We're closing up the show here. I think what you're hitting on is this administration has given us no reason to trust them. Joe Biden hasn't extended a hand in any way. He's been an adversarial leader who told us, hey, if you don't get the COVID shot, you're going to have a winter of death. Hey, if you get the COVID shot, though, COVID will be over forever. And it just extends across his entire administration. They have proven time after time they're not to be trusted. But we are. See you Tuesday.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
When the going gets tough, you can count on big business to have your back. Well, no, you can't, actually, because we all know big business, especially big wireless business, is going to lock you down into multi-year contracts with huge penalties if you want to leave.
Not Pure Talk, the no-contract wireless company and the only wireless company to offer a 100% money-back guarantee.
That's right. Pure Talk is so sure you're going to love their ultra-fast 5G service that if you don't, they'll give you your money back. Instead of paying a fortune to Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, cut your bill in half with Pure Talk, my cell phone company.
Their U.S.-based customer service team will make sure your switch is easy and offer you a money-back guarantee. Just dial pound 250, say Clay and Buck, to save 50% off your first month. That's pound 250, say Clay and Buck. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless. Again, pound 250, say Clay and Buck. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Recording a lifetime of memories is a commitment. Think of the time and money your family invested to capture family vacations and other special moments with video cameras back in the day.
The company Legacy Box preserves those recorded moments digitally. It's simple, safe, and the digitizing is done by hand right here in Tennessee.
That's right. They make sure that investment in your family's legacy is safe forever by digitally transferring those memories.
You get digital files, thumb drives, or both. Legacy Box does a great job start to finish.
Legacy Box has been trusted by nearly 1.5 million families. We've both relied on Legacy Box to digitally transfer some of our family memories.
You owe it to your family to safeguard your memories. Become your family's hero and save them before it's too late.
Right now, Legacy Box is offering a great discount when you go to legacybox.com/buck. That's legacybox.com/BUCK. One more time, legacybox.com/buck.
670 KMZQ presents After Close, the radio show, powered by GFL Capital Mortgage. Join your hosts, Kevin Sherba and Danny Velazquez, to start your morning off right, educating and guiding you through the mortgage process from application through closing. Learn about how to navigate through the ever-changing mortgage market. Keep up to date with current products, guidelines, and how to avoid common pitfalls. Listen every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 here on 670 KMZQ.
Licensed by Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada license number MB42. 65 NMLS number 64367.
Thought it was a rash, but my doctor said it was a tick bite.
Ticks can spread Lyme disease and other illnesses, leading to chronic health issues.
My brother was always having asthma flare-ups. Turns out a roach problem at home was causing it.
Allergens left behind by roaches and rodents are a major driver of asthma attacks.
When I had a fever and body aches, I never thought it was West Nile virus.
Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can spread serious diseases. Get the facts.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kent Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. National Security Coordinator for Strategic Communications, John Kirby, says they're continuing to monitor airspace throughout North America.
There are no active tracks today, but the professionals at NORAD will continue to do their important work. Secondly, we are consulting with allies and partners on the challenge of identified aerial phenomenon and how we can all work together to deal with that challenge.
In the meantime, senators are going to be getting a briefing this week on the objects.
The Pentagon will brief all senators on classified information surrounding the aerial objects on Wednesday. Originally, the briefing was to have focused on the Chinese spy balloon that was shot down February 4th. Since then, three more objects have been targeted. At least one, shot down on Sunday, floating about 20,000 feet above Lake Huron, was seen as posing a danger to civilian aircraft. One of the objects was shot down by the U.S. military on Saturday over the skies of Canada at the direction of Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Bob Agner reporting.
Also at townhall.com, as rescue operations have largely ceased in Syria, residents of the areas northwest struck by the earthquake say it is beginning to worsen daily.
Many residents spent Sunday digging through the debris of their destroyed homes, picking up the remnants of their shattered lives and looking for ways to heal after the latest in a series of humanitarian disasters to hit the war-battered region. The UN Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs has visited the Turkish-Syrian border and acknowledged in a statement that Syrians have been left looking for international help that hasn't arrived. Aid convoys face many hurdles accessing the rebel enclave of northwestern Syria that largely depends on outside aid for survival. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And more on these stories at townhall.com.
We're entering a time of increasing hostility against people of faith, a time when Christians are going to be tested on a moral and physical and financial basis, unlike any other time in our lifetime. I'm Lance Wallnau, Christian author, evangelical leader, here to remind you that you have to take action to protect and steward what God has given you. For example, record high inflation is going to continue to eat away at the dollar, and the savings of your retirement account is in danger. Fortunately, God does provide a way. To protect your retirement, I recommend diversifying your 401k or IRA out of paper and into physical gold. And the best way to do that is with a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Now, to see how it works, just text the word FAITH to 989898. That'll give you access to a free info kit on gold IRAs. There are no strings attached, so text FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 right now, and I pray your family is blessed with peace of mind because you...
By now you've heard that Dollar Loan Center is offering free trial loans this year. But how much does it really cost after the free week? Let's say you borrow $1,000. The first week is on us, and after that, it'll cost you $5.50 per day. If you need that $1,000 for an additional week, it would cost you less than $40 in interest. How about this? You take out a loan of $500, and 1 week later, pay back only the same $500. Needed longer? A $500 loan costs $2.75 per day in interest. No catch. No fees. Apply at don'tbebroke.com. Give us a call or find a Dollar Loan Center near you. And remember, at DLC, your first loan is free in 2023.
You don't need to be careful. Money to less than interest is free. Restored by repaying principal amount. It's 12:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, the pipeline near Los Angeles that sprung a leak on Friday, prompting Governor Lombardo to declare a state of emergency, resumed normal operations Saturday afternoon. Now, the leak was found at an above-ground pipeline at a pumping station in Long Beach, California. The company that operates the 566-mile Cal-Nev pipeline shut it down in order to investigate the leak. The pipeline supplies gas, diesel, and jet fuel to California and Nevada, including Las Vegas. Local officials say the leak did not adversely impact them and the fuel supply in southern Nevada, but long lines at some local gas stations were very noticeable on Friday and Saturday. Just another day at the office for Patrick Mahomes as he pulled off another impressive comeback for Kansas City, as the Chiefs beat Philadelphia in Super Bowl 57, 38-35. The NFL and Super Bowl MVP also delivered a win to Las Vegas sportsbooks, who have now won in 31 of the last 33 years. Bettors did win big on wagering on the over at 51.5 points. I had a good day, too. Maybe we'll have a chance to talk about that a little later as well.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, look out for crashes right now. Eastbound Desert Inn at Nellis near Boulder Station. Also, westbound Sahara at Richfield. That one's new. Westbound Lake Mead at Torrey Pines, a fender bender there. And do expect a little bit of congestion there on the Southern Beltway, 215 westbound at the airport connector.
Gather round! Mr. President, it's time to get to work. Surely we both agree that the national debt is too high. Surely we both agree that inflation hurts American families.
Check it out!
Surely we can trim waste and streamline programs to make them both stronger and more efficient. Congressional Republicans are ready to act to save our country and to make America stronger.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Number one. Time is running out. Number two.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Monday, February 13th, the day after Super Bowl 57. What a magnificent win for the Kansas City Chiefs, my team. We'll talk more about that as we go along. But it was just an impressive day all the way around. Great day for the National Football League. Can't
You're on.
Okay, I think we were rudely interrupted. Sorry about that. We had some gremlins in the system, so to speak. Tell you what, let's do though. Let's check in with Victor Jakes, the 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review Journal. He joins us. Victor, how you doing, my friend? Do you have a good weekend? Okay, there he is. How was your weekend, my friend?
It was great. Not as great as the Chiefs weekend, but it was really good. Thank you.
What did you get a chance to watch any of the Super Bowl commercials, anything like that? Anything that stick out for you?
I didn't. I checked the score because I knew you were a big Chiefs fan and was happy to see they won. I was happy to see the kicker you know, didn't miss the chip shot and become the world's biggest goat. You know, at least they didn't have the Dallas Cowboys kicker out there. But it looked like it was a great game.
No, absolutely. Just a tremendous experience. And I thought it was Rihanna's halftime was good. The venue was perfect. They had the roof open and all that and more. I just love it. I got to ask you something, and this has nothing to do with the, well, maybe it does, and we just don't know it. The Chinese spy balloon, and now we've now had four objects shot out of the sky in the last 8 days. And I'm wondering, is this something that concerns you? Should we all be concerned?
Well, it doesn't concern me in the sense of like, oh, I think, you know, the aliens are coming or the Chinese are coming. I mean, I'm not worried about it in that respect. My take on it is basically Biden was politically embarrassed, and now they're just, you know, going guns blazing up there. So if there's anything that, you know, could be suspicious that could come out there, they're taking it down, you know. Never mind that we let the Chinese balloon drift over the U.S. for, you know, 5 days a week. But right now, oh, no, we're coming for you. So I don't know. I think that's the more recent ones. I think the fact that they're shooting so many down just kind of confirms that Biden really did bungle it by not shooting the Chinese balloon down immediately. And I see this as an overreaction.
John Kirby, the spokesman for the president on items relative to the military, ended up saying that the reason that we're you know, finding all of these new objects up there in the sky is that we're looking for them more than we probably were before. Do you think the government's telling us everything?
Well, probably not. And, you know, with stuff like this, you usually, you know, sort of think that's probably okay. You know, it's like Biden's reaction was so bizarre at the very first. My first thought was there has to be something more, right? Like there has to be something they're not telling us. Because if it's just what it appears, it's like, why in the world are you not shooting this thing down, you know, over Alaska? Never mind that it went all over Canada and then it was in the middle of Montana and you just let it go. And so I don't know. The fact that now we're just shooting everything down makes me think, well, really Biden just was trigger shy and just didn't want to pull the trigger. But it's hard to know exactly what's happening because you just sort of, I sort of assume, you know, there's kind of a built-in fudge factor or, you know, they have technology they don't want to share or something like that.
I got to step in here. Victor, apparently we have some communication problems with Kevin's microphone. So,
oh no.
Yeah. So we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to try to work out this situation, and we will continue with Live and Local on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is attorney Steve Demopoulos. On behalf of the firm, I would like to thank the community for voting us Best of Las Vegas, Best Injury Lawyer, and Best Trial Lawyer. Demopoulos Law is the firm you can trust. Visit us at LegalElite.com.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
My Auto Service, serving Las Vegas since 2009. The Lodge family's offering $14.95 smog checks and synthetic blend oil changes. Call 702-242-5432. Let our friendly staff know you're friends of the Lodge family. My Auto Service.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local. Good to have you with us as we say goodbye to 2022 and hello to 2023. We're going to be spending much of this week dealing with that subject, the end of 2022 and the beginning of 2023. No better person to do it with than Mick Akers, reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, who joins us. He writes about a variety of topics, everything from Clark County trying to tighten things up on drunk drivers and the Oakland A's maybe moving to Southern Nevada. Mick, first of all, how was your holiday? How was your Christmas?
It was great, just pretty low-key, just the way I like it.
Did you travel or did you stay here?
Oh, no, I stayed in town. Most of my immediate family's here, so, you know, that's a good thing. I don't have to leave town.
I know one of the subjects that you touched upon in one of your recent pieces in the RJ, and that is that Clark County is looking at the last place drunk drivers were being served before getting involved in a crash. Can you talk a little bit about what the county is trying to accomplish with that?
Yeah, so they're putting together this plan about, you know, tackling road issues. They just have the newly formed Office of Traffic Safety that formed, you know, earlier this year. So now they're kind of putting their plan into place. And one of those is, you know, mitigating drunk driving crashes and especially fatalities. You know, those represent 47% of all fatalities on the roads in Clark County. So obviously a major issue there. So they're looking, you know, at all avenues, and one of them is going to be working with some of their partners, you know, local law enforcement and such about, you know, when there is a fatal DUI crash, they want to track the last place a person that was involved in that where they had their last drink. So at this moment, they're kind of getting together, hey, how can we get this going? You know, what pieces, you know, what kind of information we can get from the law enforcement and all that. And then from there, they're going to put down a plan. And right now it's mainly going to be, you know, geared towards education. So they'll go to this whatever establishment it might be, go and give an education session to the workers there about, you know, the dangers of over-serving, you know, kind of spotting when someone's had too much to drink, and then, you know, kind of going from there. So, you know, right now it's in its early stages, but right now, you know, they're kind of trying to get this whole traffic plan in place here.
What does the law say now about that last place where a drunk driver was being served?
Yeah, so right now there's an NRS in place where, you know, you really can't do anything legally or anything like that. You know, so that's going to be one of the things they look at down the line. Like right now, as mentioned, you know, they're going to be looking at an education portion on this. So from there, if they, you know, this continues to be an issue, they are going to look at other avenues, and that's going to obviously be looking at, hey, can we hold them accountable? And for that to happen, the county's going to have to go through and, you know, vote that process through. And then that's going to have, you know, some kind of state level at the legislature there as well. So, you know, if that is going to be the choice, it's not going to happen overnight.
I've had service industry people for years tell me, how do I know that somebody who walks into my establishment is drunk when they may have had two drinks over the last 5 hours or five drinks in the last 2 hours before they ever got to my front door? How do we hold an establishment or a bartender responsible?
Right, so I guess that's what they're going to be kind of figuring out. But as you mentioned, it's going to be a pretty slippery slope on that. You obviously, people, you know, go to multiple establishments in one night. So like you said, someone could have the bulk maybe if it's somewhere else, but if the last one they have is somewhere where they, I guess, they're already intoxicated. But, you know, some people show signs of that, you know, a little worse than others. So, you know, it's going to be some, you know, tricky situation there to figure that out. But, you know, that's kind of the deal they're trying to work through. They're trying to get this into place by the end of next year, so they have this whole year to work on that, but that's going to be a major component of that.
Now do they want this to be punitive in any way?
You know, that's what they have to look at down the line. Right now it's just the education focus. You know, like I said, anything else, you know, beyond that is going to take a lot of, you know, legal work, legislative work and all that, changing NRSs, and that's, you know, that's not an easy thing to do. That's a multiple year kind of deal there. And I'm sure there's going to be some pushback from the, you know, the bars and casinos and all that. So, you know, it's not going to be something that's, you know, easily done.
Again, Mick Akers joining us, a reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And I got to ask you, because everybody asked me, and because they know that you're on our show on a fairly regular basis talking about it, and that is the Oakland A's. What do you expect from the A's? Are we getting close to some sort of decision on whether to move here or to stay in Oakland?
Yeah, so, the last few months, it's kind of been at a stalemate. You know, nothing really in either direction's happened. You know, they had that missed date in November as far as getting anything done this year in Oakland. Obviously, that's not going to happen. We're a couple of days away from 2023. So, you know, that's going to be pushing them next year. They still have the two sites they're looking at here in Vegas, the one, the Tropicana site, and then the Las Vegas Festival Ground site near the Sahara. So, you know, we got those two still there. They still haven't made a decision on which one, you know, they would focus on in Las Vegas. They've had those two in sight for, you know, the past several months. So you figure that decision might come down sometime early next year and kind of get, you know, the ball rolling. Obviously, I've been told by sources that they are, you know, looking for some kind of public money similar to what the Raiders got with that $750 million paid for by room tax. You know, most of the politicians.